Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. In this half hour, I will be talking with Ross Murray. Ross is well known in the Townships as a columnist and as an author. He has taken on the role of guest editor for the Township Sun this month, and he will be talking to us about the May issue and the theme of performing arts in the Townships. But first, we will hear the song by Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds.
Today on the show, we're welcoming a familiar voice and a passionate storyteller, local columnist and author. Ross Murray, who's taken on the new role this month as guest editor for the May issue of the Township Sun. This issue shines a spotlight on the vibrant and diverse world of performing arts in the Eastern Townships, from theater and music to dance and community performance spaces. We'll be talking about the inspiration behind the theme, some of the highlights in the issue, and why the performing arts continue to play such a vital role in our region's cultural life. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Ross Murray to the Townships at 12. You're a well-known columnist, and you're an author of 3 books, is it?
Well, I have 2 novels, 3 collections of columns, and 2 plays that I've written as well. So I do a little bit of everything.
And that's quite impressive. You are the guest editor for the May issue of the Township Sun this month?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your connection to the performing arts in the townships.
Well, that is the theme of this issue of the Township Sun, and I grew up in a performing arts family in Nova Scotia, and participated as a kid in plays and in musicals, music festivals, and all that kind of stuff all through high school and even into university. I did some acting. Then I put it aside for about 25 years, actually, and came back to acting close to 10 years ago once my kids were a little older. Got involved with QNEK, which was the theater troupe on the border here, and that evolved into Borderline Players. So I've always been involved in the arts and a big fan of the arts and as much as I can. And the challenge for me, I think for a lot of people, is just making sure to make space in our lives for art and the arts. And that's a challenge because there's lots of things going on. Mm-hmm. But I've been involved in different ways, I guess, for quite a long time.
Now, what drew you to take on the role of guest editor for the May issue this month?
Well, they asked. No. But really, they were looking. I'm on the board of Township Sun. I've been on the board for about a year now, and I got involved with them actually through their Township's Young Voices competition about 2 years ago. And I really liked what Sun was doing just in terms of community outreach and being active. It's been around for over 50 years. And I, again, didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it over that time. I really liked what they were doing and trying to boost the profile of the magazine and contribute to life in the townships. So I got involved a little bit 2 or 3 years ago, and then I came on the board this past year. And to answer your question in a very long roundabout way, we have an editor, a full-time editor, and they asked so that she could have a little break. Rachel Garber is the editor. She asked if a couple of us could take on an issue, so I agreed to do one about performing arts because it's something I had an interest in.
Okay, good for you. Now, why do you think the performing arts are such an important part of life here in the Eastern Townships?
It's a part of the community in a sense that it's around more than we think it is. When I started looking at this, preparing for this issue, I wanted to get different aspects of performing arts. I didn't want it to necessarily be, you know, a catalog of things that were going on this summer. And so I wanted to get different aspects of what the performing arts look like in our community. And I put out some calls to different people, different performers, and some people gave me some suggestions. And what I came up with was that it's more prevalent than we think. So we have in this issue, there's a small concert series that takes place out in Fitch Bay, which is, you know, a small community near Lake Mephrimagog. And it's just in an old church hall, and it gets great crowd. There is something like Shazam Fest, which has been going on for 20 years, I believe. So I spoke to Zephyr Pshitik, who is the entrepreneur behind that, the impresario. And just the challenges of putting on a music festival every year and what that is like and the challenges there. I spoke to, or she wrote, Catherine Owen wrote a piece on the point of view of a spectator and specifically for a dance series at the University of Sherbrooke. And just how it took a bit of an effort for her to decide to subscribe to that series and go out and partake in performances that maybe she wasn't necessarily comfortable with. So it's really all over the place. And I think it's an important part of our community in the sense that when you think about the arts, it doesn't really serve a practical purpose. you know, it's there. It contributes in a way that is good for, it's not like, you know, you need food in your stomach to survive, but I think we also need some creative food just to survive as well. Imagination, creativity, performance. And I think there's a lot to be drawn from that. And I think we actually crave that. And being out in a public venue and observing that and just seeing a performance live, it's very different from sitting in front of a screen and watching something. Because when you're live, it's very real. You're part of a whole collective of observers and performers working together to make something really unique. So I think it's important to the life of the community, and I think in the townships here, we get that.
Describe the performing arts scene in the region. Do you think it's vibrant? Now that you've talked about it a bit, I'm thinking it must be.
I think it's more than we think. It's challenging though. I mean, it's like any other industry, let's call it. It's hard to make a living as an artist. It's hard to make a profit as producers. Because people don't necessarily want to come out to things. So it really takes a lot of effort to get out of your PJs and go see a show and support those artists. So it's thriving in the sense that there are people who still believe in it and still work to do it, but it's really difficult. And another piece in the Township Sun, it looks at the Piggery Theater. And there's an example of the Piggery's been around for a long time. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. And it was a vibrant rep theater for many years. And people come from miles around to see performances. And that kind of disappeared. But now it's still as a venue. It's still putting on performances. And that's just really one family is kind of just taking that on. So it's really, we're at the mercy of people, I think, who are passionate about what they're doing, and it's not necessarily to make a livelihood from it, but just to make sure that the arts continue and people have a chance to appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the highlights in the May issue of the Township Sun. Who are some of the local artists and organizations featured?
Well, I've mentioned a couple of them. There's a feature on Shazam Fest. I wrote this article myself, actually, about the musical theater concentration at Bishop's University, which is a relatively new program. You know, Bishop's has a pretty vibrant performing arts scene, but this is something really, it's really quite unique. It's the only English performing arts program in Quebec, and they're putting on some great shows. I spoke to someone who was bar band, essentially, back in the early 2000s, and his reminiscences, a piece on the dance scene. There's even a first-person perspective from an acrobat and what it's like to, how she came to be an acrobat and what that means. There's a small feature on an upcoming jazz festival in North Hatley, and, as I mentioned, a piece on the Piggery Theater and what's happening there this summer.
Any common thread or message that emerged as you were pulling the content together?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's very diverse voices. One surprise for me was I wanted to hear more from artists and performers. So I put out a call on social media and different venues to just hear your stories. Tell me what it's like to be a performer right now and what are the challenges. And I really didn't hear back from anyone. So that kind of surprised me, that I didn't hear back as much as I thought I would. And it surprised me because performers, you have to have kind of an ego to perform. So I'm surprised that people didn't want to have their message or their stories told more than they did. But, you know, everyone's busy. So, but other than that, it's just a different, very different points of view. And I think if people pick up the issue, they'll have lots to read and lots of little perspectives on the arts in the townships.
Okay, interesting. Do you have a favorite live performance or venue in the townships that you recommend to somebody?
Well, I'm very partial to the Haskell Opera House. It's one of my favorite places ever. It's certainly, and that gets a mention in this article, in this issue as well. It's a really unique place, as you know. It's right on the border, and that's certainly facing some challenges as well, just to get into that place. now, for especially for Canadian spectators and patrons, it's there's roadblocks to get in, like literal roadblocks to get into that place. But I think it's always worthwhile to get in there. I just love it. It's a 120-year-old theater, and it creaks, and it smells great, and the acoustics are fantastic. And you just kind of feel a little bit rebellious when you're sitting in the United States and Canada at the same time. So that's probably my favorite place.
Okay, interesting. What role do you think publications like the Township Sun play in supporting the local arts?
That's a good question. You know, I think any publication, and I put the Record in the same category as well as the French media about supporting the arts. So I think there's a role for us to all the media, and we do a pretty good job of it, of supporting performances, getting the word out, making sure people know what's going on in the communities, and sort of being, you know, putting a stamp of approval on these things sometimes as well. We have you know, the Township Sun. There's always a review of a book, and this week we had this issue we had a review of a documentary by Louise Abbott, which just screened at the Haskell this past weekend, actually. So I think there's lots of ways publications and media can support the arts, and like I said, I think generally we do a pretty good job of it.
Mm-hmm. How can listeners get involved? Now they can attend shows. Any way for them to volunteer? And how would they get involved if they are performing themselves?
Oh, that's a lot of questions. Yeah, I think there are. If you look around, there are lots of listings of performances, and something as simple as Facebook often has performances in your area. The Eastern Township's tourism sites are pretty good at listing things that are going on. And if you're interested in helping out in an organization, I can't think of too many organizations that would turn down volunteers as well. And then there are a lot of these organizations are nonprofits, and they have boards, and you can get involved in so many ways. And so there are ways to be supporters of the arts without being a performer yourself. There's financial contributions you can make, make donations. A lot of these are not-for-profits, and you can get a tax receipt. There's so many ways to get involved. But it really comes down to, I think the best thing you can do is go get up, go out and attend a performance yourself, pay a little money at the box office, and show your support that way.
Where can people pick up a copy to read the May issue of the Township Sun?
That we're across the townships in different venues. The best bet, if you want to know what's closest to you, is go to the website, and there's a list of venues there. But we're available in Cookshire, Georgeville, Knowlton. I'm looking at the list right now. Black Cat in Lennoxville, Mansonville, North Hatley, Richmond, Sawyerville, and Stanstead. Those are venues. But if you, your best bet, honestly, is just to subscribe.
Mm-hmm, the website.
So go to the website and townshipsun.ca, and certainly pick us up a subscription. It's not expensive, $35 a year for print and then electronic. And we do have a subscription drive on right now. So now's the time.
Any sneak peeks or future issues or themes you'd like to talk about?
Off the top of my head, I think in our next issue, we're looking at chemicals in the Eastern Townships and what that, that's a very broad topic, but touching on that. And then at the end of the summer, we'll be featuring the results of the Townships Young Voices contest. So lots of fiction, nonfiction, photography, and poetry from young people who entered the contest earlier this year.
Okay, good. Lots of interesting stories coming up in the Township Sun. Anything we left out, Ross, that you'd like to add?
I got the subscription pitch in there, so I think I've done everything I can do.
Okay, that is good. Okay, well, thanks very much, Ross Murray. He's a well-known author here in the townships, and today taking on the role of the guest editor for the May issue of the Township Sun. So thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Maureen. Thank you.
You were a phonograph, I was a kid. I sat with an ear close, just listening. I was there when the rain tapped away down your face. You were a miracle, eyes just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. The past, she is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. The corn crows come like rain. They won't stay, they won't stay for too long now. This could be all that we know of love and all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. All home was just a sunset and some clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all my plain Jane glory.
We just heard a song from Gregory Alan Isakov, and the song is called Big Black Car. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Now, today we're going to talk about heat stroke in spring. As the weather warms up and we welcome those long-awaited sunny days, it's easy to forget that heat-related illnesses aren't just a summer problem. In fact, spring can catch us off guard, especially when we're not yet acclimatized to higher temperatures. Heat stroke is the most serious heat-related illness and happens when the body can't regulate its temperature. In extreme cases, body temperature can rise above 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit within minutes. That can lead to confusion, seizures, unconsciousness, and if not treated quickly, even death. What makes spring heat stroke especially risky is that we're often not dressed or hydrated properly. We're eager to get outside, maybe do some yard work, take a hike, or play sports. And we may underestimate how strong the sun is or how fast we're heating up. Warning signs to watch for: hot, dry skin or profuse sweating, nausea or vomiting, headache, dizziness or confusion, and a rapid pulse. If you notice any of these symptoms in yourself or someone else, act fast. Move to a cooler place, use cool cloths, or take a cold shower, and call 911 if you suspect heat stroke. To stay safe, drink water regularly, even if you're not thirsty, and wear light, breathable clothing. Take breaks in the shade and check in on children, older adults, and pets who are especially vulnerable. Remember, spring sun can be sneaky. Don't wait for summer to take heat seriously. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest on the show today in the first half hour, Claude Charron, president of the Borough of Lennoxville, for talking to us about Friendship Day in Lennoxville 2025. And again, that is on June 7th. It's a Saturday. The event itself is free. And in the second part of today's show, local columnist and author Ross Murray taking on the job of guest editor for the Township Sun May issue. And it's a great time to become a subscriber. Thanks everybody for listening. The Thursday show is repeated on Friday at noon, and the show will be available on our website under the Shows tab later today. And again, if anybody has an idea for an interview, please contact me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. We will close today's show with a song called Into the Mystic, and it's by Van Morrison.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.